greater than that. You are a member of a great people, a strong and proud people.
extra loyalty. Then you turned your fucking back on me. Well, there's nothing left than you. You're loud, confident, and wrong. You broke weak while the rest stayed strong. I gotta do what I gotta do for the crew. Yeah, yes, go by still one thing I'll never say. Well, I will live my life for the gang, for the gang, for the gang. Yes, yes, go by still one thing I'll never say. I will live my life for the gang, for the gang, for the gang.
So light another bonfire and hail the crew forever. It's someone to miss you when you're gone. Well, it's a reason for breathing, moving, and singing. You're never really alone. Yeah, years go by, still one thing I'll never change. Well, I will live my life for the gang, for the gang, for the gang. Yeah, years go by, still one thing will never change. Well, I will live my life for the gang, for the gang, for the gang. Well, I will live my life for the gang, for the gang, for the gang. I will live my life for the gang, for the gang, for the gang.
You know, I apologise for the emo drillers in charge of the decks right now, mate. So we don't know which way this is going. Emo driller, can you stop crying on the fucking mixer, please? You fucking weirdo.
dream of the dead day, following rock and rise. The living are gone here. Tomorrow is a fight to find. And it seems like 25 years of promises and forgive me more. Scenes of the hand-me-down dresses.
Slash in the chat if you're having a fantastic fascist Führer Friday. He's not a fascist, he's National Socialist, but let's not quibble on words, eh?
Totale Umerziehung ist ab jetzt die Strategie. Ein polonisches Grundgesetz, kann man geschenkt, es gilt auch jetzt. Von den Besatzern, die beseugt nicht gehen,
Everybody in GTV is giving it / Snail Racer in the FTJ crew representing for the whole of FTJ is coming. Yes, mate. We're having a fantastic Friday on fantastic Fascist Fuhrer Friday on FTJ. There's loads of F's there. I think he wins the Fascist Award for the most F's in one fantastic /
Und ab 45 schreit jetzt der Sieger die Geschichte.
White Family Pride on this fantastic Fascist Führer Friday.
In Krieg von Lüge hat man uns seitdem gelehrt.
We've got Sir Sieg Heil, the original Northern Lad, who is the Giga Chad. Shout out to Lisa von Deutschland. I've got to say, Lisa, we might not be the Nazis you want, mate, but we're the Nazis you fucking need in Weimar 2.0. Let's go.
connection's all I've got left, and I'm always gonna be right by your side. Hey, white brother, we're just like one another, underneath the skin, inside a brain, the way we act so similar. Ourselves not finally. If we don't, then we'll never be free. Hey, white brother, we're just like one another, underneath the skin, inside a brain, the way we act so similar. Hey, white brother, it's time we came together and rose up in the street.
Commander Oystein in the chat on GTV. I shared your latest video. I think it was your latest video on Odyssey, mate. Nice. Nip waffing straight away. Good to see you back at work, brother.
Oh, I am literally Hitler. The new political organization we're talking about is Slaughter. Or if you accept the nation is a family grown large. So what are we then? What are we then as a party and as a representative of the nation? Putting ourselves forward as the representatives of the nation, we are putting ourselves forward as the representatives of the family of Ireland. Are part of our extended family. Because Irish is in their blood. It is in their blood, absolutely. It is in ethnicity. And anything other than an ethno-national is not good enough. And anything other than ethno-nationalism is not good enough. I don't want to know if somebody who is a foreigner and will forever be a foreigner has been vetted or not. I don't care. I don't care if he's here legally or illegally. If he thinks he's here to stay, he's wrong. He's going home. Off the bench and put in the prisons that they wouldn't put the finger bites in at the very least. Not one person from Africa or Asia belongs or can ever belong here. No matter how much they try to integrate. We cannot promise that John Aaron will abide by their law. We will be governed by blood and iron. We are in an existential struggle for the existence of the Irish people and nation. Let us stand up as proud and brave Irish men and women under the Celtic shield of Conair to defend our families, to defend our republic, to defend our future. And anybody who thinks that is too hard, then at least get out of our way. Our son, the Héireann.
How would you describe our Canada?
It really kind of sucks to live here.
It's been extremely difficult. We've lost our son.
32-year-old Inderdeep Singh Gosal was arrested a short time later and So far, the RCMP are refusing to offer even basic details about what happened. A high-profile Punjabi musician owns the Colwood home that was targeted.
The leader of a Surrey Sikh temple is behind bars this morning.
Five people have been arrested, including two brothers and their 61-year-old mother, in what police allege was a trafficking ring involving guns and drugs.
There is still a network of some sort in Canada.
Also seized during Project Sledgehammer were dozens of these devices called Glock selector switches. Then investigators say two of the suspects were out on bail at the time of the arrest. One was already facing weapons-related offenses. Peel police say they have seized more guns so far this year and have had more shootings than ever before.
We have new insights on the RCMP's investigation into Indian officials tonight, with the commissioner connecting alleged murder and extortion to the top levels of the Indian government.
That weekend wedding last November had a notable guest list.
You would refer to them as probably Sikh leadership across the country, especially those that are involved in the Khalistan movement.
20 years ago when I was in uniform, if somebody seized or arrested a person with a firearm, it was big news. Mm-hmm. It's happening regularly on a daily basis.
Canada is not Canada anymore.
This is nobody's country and this is everybody's country. Somebody may come here about 500 years ago or 100 years ago or 10 years ago. Or like me, I came about 50 years ago. Even somebody came yesterday. Just, this is everybody.
Racist.
Canadians have started hating Indians.
I'm extremely pissed off fucking Canadian right about now.
You think I like these fucking foreign cocksuckers coming in this country?
I told him he was a racist. He said, yeah, so what? Go Trump.
This is Canada, and we have free speech. If we don't like Chinese, we can say it. And I don't like Chinese, and I say it.
Edmonton woman is refusing to apologize for going on a racist tirade.
She called me an immigrant and laughed at me.
Indian people stink.
The Edmonton woman who made the racist comments at an Indian man is unremorseful.
That's you with the colored skin.
I love myself, so I have no problem with what happened.
Indian people have poor hygiene.
Are you shit gonna pop here in Canada with you guys?
East Indian.
Little quiet.
You're not a Canadian.
Old Chinese lady. Can I go to Starbucks or Tim Hortons, get coffee, stay there, and then you call me when you...
No, you are not Canadian.
You're not from Canada.
We don't want you here.
We don't know. There are Indian people pooping on our beach.
What is going on?
They're taking dumps on our beaches.
You know what? That's a prime example of why we don't want you here.
They should go back to where they came from.
Let's talk about racism in Canada.
What are you talking about? Everything I have to do in Toronto is a fucking nightmare.
Oh, you Indians are f***ing everywhere.
I think there are too many immigrants coming into Canada.
60% of Canadians feel that too many immigrants are coming to Canada.
So a majority of Canadians feel that way.
It amounted to 2.5 million extra people into our country in 1 year.
You're not Canadian.
Go back to your f***ing country, man.
Go back to your f***ing country.
I want you to go back.
Back to India.
Go back to your f***ing country.
Go back to your country.
You know, I live here.
India fucking Samadashi.
Yeah.
Clearly told them to go back where they came from.
Speaking in Chinese is funny. Shut up. You're rude. Speak English in Canada. Rude as fuck.
Where were you born? Where were you born? Unless you were born in this goddamn country, you ain't Canadian.
So it's not just the Sikhs I have a problem with.
You're a little Welcome to Canada. He's not from around these towns. I can tell by his feet.
Dirtbag ragheads. Dirtbag ragheads. How you fucking are.
You're not a Canadian.
You're not a Canadian.
You don't have to worry about that, man.
You are not a Canadian.
Too many Indians are in Canada.
Because you know what? You're dealing with a Canadian woman right now, and I will leap across the table and punch you right in your mouth.
She's hitting me.
It doesn't matter. We're all Canadian.
No, you're not Canadian.
Yes. That people pooping on the beach, like that's what they do back home. We are not back home. We are in Canada.
I'm sweating. I'm fucking sweating.
I'm done.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off.
Sorry, not sorry.
Let the hate flow through you.
Well, Griffin Baker Royo is still awaiting tonight to hear if he'll be punished or not by the university for putting up those posters that read, "It's okay to be white." He hasn't been criminally charged, but we do know that he's been referred to student affairs here at the university.
But many at FGCU say they were offended by his act, especially Dr. Ted Thornhill, who teaches the white racism class.
That it's okay to be white? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Holding signs on this Vancouver overpass.
Here's what it looked like along Waverly Lane in North Fort Worth early Thursday morning.
The University of Maryland and Montgomery Blair High School in Silver Spring.
This afternoon, Tufts University.
Metro Vancouver neighborhood.
Bates College.
It's some UC schools.
East Grand Rapids.
The University of Idaho's campus.
And it just stopped me in my tracks. I was really horrified to see that. So I ripped it down. First, I took a photo because I wanted to alert people to the fact that this is happening in my city.
The signs have since been taken down. I did, however, manage to find one still crumpled up on the ground right next to where it had been posted.
It's not something that we're going to tolerate, whoever it's coming from.
Many calling it white supremacy propaganda.
Here's another look at the signs. They read, "It's okay to be white." Some students turn to social media, tweeting about not being okay with the posts.
Lee is on the UC Davis Black Leadership Council, which called a town hall meeting Friday to discuss the posters and racial tension on campus.
Now answered with, "Nazi lives don't matter, and this poster standing against racism, sexism, and all forms of bigotry."
The school's president, Chuck Staben, says the slogan, "It's okay to be white," is associated with white supremacists and neo-Nazi groups.
All of this comes on the heels of a recent report sent to council members about anti-immigrant activity in other parts of the city involving, quote, the placement of defamatory banners and flyers on public property.
Oh, yeah, it's okay to be white. F*** you.
This is my country.
I'm about as white and as old as you're
going to
get in this neighborhood.
Mary Elizabeth Summer couldn't believe it. This flyer found just down the street from her front door. She says it made her so upset she took it home and then ran it through the shredder. What started as a prank on the online forum 4chan, now reported as being associated with white nationalism.
I am married to a half black woman, and this neighborhood is very culturally diverse.
To spread more awareness at FGCU, the university is offering a class called White Racism, a discussion on race, immigration, and white supremacy in the post-Obama era.
These Jews run your whole country. Wake the fuck up.
Bates is working actively with the Lewiston Police Department to investigate where these flyers were posted, by whom, and with what intent. We condemn any attempt to incite hatred and bigotry based on race, as contrary to Bates' most deeply held values.
UC Davis Chancellor Gary May wrote an editorial in the California Aggie, reading in part, "UC Davis has been and should continue to be a focus for wide open dialogue on an unlimited range of ideas, including those that many find disturbing." Anonymous flyers, however, are not dialogue.
The principal sent parents a letter that says in part, "We will not fall victim to attempts to divide us. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment for every student."
District 4 Councilman Kerry Moon isn't taking it lightly.
I condemn any type of literature sign that is posted that may be offensive to some folks.
And the Public Safety Department says that it is continuing to investigate to figure out who's behind all of this.
In the meantime, the New West Police Department says they haven't received any complaints, but have opened an investigation.
Well, the councilman said this kind of activity is considered a Class C misdemeanor, and those responsible could face a citation. He also said instead of ripping the signs down, neighbors should call police immediately and leave those signs up since they are considered to be evidence, and then just let the police investigate the situation.
Thank you. It's like all you Fashwave geezers are on fucking seriously heavy Mogadons. I mean, like you're fucking making music for a nation that was famous for marching, and you're all on less than a funeral march. It's like fucking pensioners on a funeral march trying to fucking even just pick up the coffin. It's insane, really. What is with the slow beats? I find it quite frustrating sometimes. I'm playing this one for Pepe.
Like night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms. Let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me senses, come fill me again.
hope Jews are quite prepared to die. Looks like we're in for nasty battles. 10,000 eyes are taken for an eye. Don't come round tonight if you're anything but white. There's a race war on the rise. Don't come round tonight if you're a nigger.
Im Radio ist ein Küken und das Küken piept, das kleine 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 Küken piept. Im Radio ist eine Henne, im Radio ist eine Henne und die macht Gock und das Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept. Im Radio ist ein Gockel, im Radio ist ein Gockel, der macht Kikeriki und die Henne Gock und das Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept. Im Radio ist eine Pute, im Radio ist eine Pute, die macht Kunkuluku, der Gockel Kikeriki und die Henne Gock und das Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept. Im Radio ist eine Taube, im Radio ist eine Taube und die macht Kuh.
I've been looking for this track all month, chat. 18 days I've spent looking for this in my catalogue. Finally found it. We're having a rewind. This is for you young fellas out there. Look for a bird like this. As long as she can cook and clean, yeah, you know what I mean? And she's mentally stable. But this is the average stamp of what you're looking for. I don't really like the horse face one, but she'll be. I bet she can cook. I'm not that worried, mate. The beauty. I look deeper than that anyway.
Im Radio ist ein Küken, im Radio ist ein Küken. Und das Küken piept, das kleine 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 Küken piept. Im Radio ist eine Henne, im Radio ist eine Henne. Und die macht Gock und das Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept. Im Radio ist ein Gockel, im Radio ist ein Gockel, der macht Kikeriki und die Henne Gock. Das kleine Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept. Im Radio ist eine Pute, im Radio ist eine Pute, die macht Unguluku, der Gockel Kikeriki und die Henne Gock. Und das Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept. Im Radio ist eine Taube, im Radio ist eine Taube und die macht Gur, die Pute Kukuluku, der Gockel Kikeriki und die Henne Gock. Und das Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept. Im Radio ist eine Katze, im Radio ist eine Katze, die macht Miau und die Taube Gur, die Putze Kuckulugu, der Gockel Kikeriki und die Henne Gock und das Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept. Im Radio ist ein Hund, im Radio ist ein Hund, der macht Wau Wau und die Katze Miau und die Taube Gur, die Putze Kuckulugu, der Gockel Kikeriki und die Henne Gock und das Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept. Im Radio ist ein Schaf, im Radio ist ein Schaf und das macht Mäh. Und der Hund Bau Bau und die Katze Miau und die Taube Gu, die Pute Kuckelipu, der Gockel Kikeriki und die Henne Gock und das Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept. Im Radio ist eine Ziege, im Radio ist eine Ziege und die macht Bäh, das Schaf macht Bäh. Und der Hund Bau Bau und die Katze Miau und die Taube Gu, die Pute Kuckelipu, der Gockel Kikeriki und die Henne Gock und das Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept, das kleine Küken piept.
Everything I do is Hitler, man. Hitler was the man. Bro. Jews gay. Jews gay. Every Jew is gay. I live for Hitler, man. Jew kill the vibe. Hitler set the vibe. Hitler was so fucking cool. So fucking tight, madman of tight and fucking chill bros. Adolf was so cool. He was sick tight. A masterman, a real bro doctor. He had a PhD in cool. He double majored in cool and fucking art school. Couldn't kill him. Seriously, Jews could not kill him. They tried to end him in WWI. Twice. So he kicked off a world war a second time. Nah, he didn't kick it off. That was Jews, because they ain't tight. Jews are maximum gay, man. Hitler all day, man. Hitler tight. Jews gay. Hitler all day. Jews are just gay. The H cost was fake. Jews made it all up. Like their money, it's fake and fiat. Every Jew is gay. Hitler drove a Mercedes. Fucking cool. Dragon Fox drives two Mercedes. Fucking cool. Hitler was so fucking cool, so fucking tight, madman of tight and fucking chill bros. Every Jew is gay. Dragon Fox crashes Mercedes, Hitler on his mind. Black lady in his way. Dragon Fox. Be a fash. Do a Mercedes crash. That's the way, man. Crash into black ladies all day, man. Hitler was so fucking mad tight, bros. I live for Hitler. He was sick tight. A doctor of cool. A scientist of tight. The Holocaust was fake and gay. If Hitler actually did it, it would have been tight, epic, mad chill. Hitler was probably the coolest guy ever. Every Jew is gay. Hitler was so fucking cool, so fucking tight, madman of tight and fucking chill bros. He was a real bro. He fought for us before we knew how tight he was. He knew we would figure it out. That's chill bros. Hitler was a madman of chill. Hitler tight.
Rajesh, welcome to the team. Your coworkers, Ashley and Jessica, they're gonna love having you here. They're gonna love it. Recently, Jessica made some allegations, and I don't think she fully understands the cultural differences between, you know, some elevated experiences and her own. And we had to let Jessica go. Rajesh, I don't want her allegations against you to undermine your work here. Jesh, you've been working hard. How about you and Ashley go out on a company lunch? I'm sure she would love to hear about Diwali, the Indian Light Festival. I bet that would make her day. Hey, Rajesh. So it's come to my attention that there were some cultural differences with Ashley as well. We had to let her go. Rajesh, keep your chin up. Keep working hard.
Hey, Rajesh. I've been living a double life. I actually faked my own death to avoid some legal ramifications. So, Rajesh, you're actually going to take my job now. Good luck.
Do you guys think 9/11 was an inside job, or do you think it was the Jews? Find out the Jews have been kicked out of 109 countries.
I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She's 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skilla, baby. And the thing about your boy is, I don't like no
whips and chains. Is Taylor really rounding them up just because you're mildly annoying and cheap?
Young J-A-C-K-A-K-A, Rico like Suave, Young Enrique, speaking at A-K-A, she's an alpha, but not around your boy, she get quiet around your boy, hold on, don't know what you heard or what you thought about your boy, but they lied about your boy, going dumb, and it's something idiotic about your boy, she wearing cheetah print, that's how bad she won't be spotted around your boy.
Well, Adolf Hitler needs me? Okay, I'll do it.
I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She's 28, telling me I'm still a baby. She loves Detroit, I'm still a baby. And the thing about your boy is...
109 countries, that's like a woman telling you that all of her ex-boyfriends beat her. At a certain point, you gotta ask yourself, maybe she was a Jew.
Adolf Hitler needs me? Okay, I'll do it. I'm going to bat for you, Hitler. I got your back, Hitler. I got your back, Hitler.
I'm 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in
Detroit. Okay, I'll do it.
About your boy is, I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down. But you can whip your loving on me. That's right, whip your loving on me.
Adolf Hitler needs me? Okay, I'll do it. I'm going to bat for you, Hitler. I got your back, Hitler.
I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skilla, baby. And the thing about your boy is...
I didn't see that thing you were singing about, Hitler.
Well, Adolf Hitler needs me? I'll do it.
Look at you guys. I'm the bro whisperer. That's what they call me.
Adolf Hitler needs me?
Are we vaccinated up in here, Dallas? Everybody vaccinated? You got the dicey, dicey.
I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skilla, baby.
Whoa.
And the thing about your boy is...
Adolf Hitler needs me? Okay, I'll do it. I got your back, Hitler.
Young M-I-S-S-I-O-N-A-R-Y. He's sharp like barbed wire. She stole my heart. Then she got archived. I keep it short.
And then it's just all freaking lasering. Until I see nothing. And I just sprint at his baby ass.
Adolf Hitler needs me? Okay. I'll do it. I'm going to bat for you, Hitler. I got your back, Hitler.
Dicey, dicey.
And all the guys in the back waiting on the next track. Cut your boy a little slack. It's Young Jack. I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skilla, baby. And the thing about your boy is,
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down. But you can whip your loving on me.
That's right,
whip your loving on me.
Are you a Nazi? And me too, of course you are. Kick off your shoes. Stay while, I mean, your home, aren't you? things are nice. Things are good. Everything is perfect. Everyone is a Nazi now. Everyone is a friend. Dragon Fox uses S-Class Mercedes to jump timelines. There is a timeline where Hitler never died. Everything is perfect.
What do you think?
It's very nice.
Happy Easter chat to all of you Christian families. We're in the last 40 minutes of the show.
Pump up the jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping. And the jam is pumping, look ahead.
Remember, they killed Christ and he returned in the hearts of men. He returned many times. And this whole day is dedicated to one of the many times he's arrived. Be the Adolf you want to see, chat.
Pump it up.
My love goes out to you. I'm autistic. I didn't know what this is.
It's always yelling out loudly, freely. Loud and crashing sound. Do you fear me? Articulate my rage. It's so scary. Really, I hardly know how you bear me. I know you can't trust me. I don't even trust me anymore. And let me think you'll love me when I'm out. It seems so overcast. Shadows chase you.
I'm really feeling my age today. You got to remember, I'm 1,766 year old, ex-crackhead allegedly, with all my own teeth. And I've just been burnt. I've been doing too many shifts this week. So This is my chill out Friday. I might take it a little bit harder just for the last half hour of the show.
It's fairly obvious that you're with me.
Shit, prices are going up again. Jews did this. Fucking fake virus lockdown cunts. And every aspect of it was Jewish. Tell you what, it's a good thing no one can hear me thinking, or I'd be banged up. Bet the Jews would love to read minds. Then they could fucking shut that down as well. You know, I was thinking about Hitler. He didn't like Jews, did he? I mean, who does? Hitler was pretty cool when you think about it. We wouldn't be in this clown piss world if he was here. He made Jews shit themselves. It's 'cause he had too much vril. Jews have no vril and they're weak. That's why they act like total cunts. Hitler had loads of vril. They say, when Hitler was walking in the forest, the foliage would start glowing. That's how much vrill he had. Jews have no vrill. That's why they hated Hitler. They're vrill intolerant. They're vrill intolerant and they have Tay-Sachs. Everyone is waking up to the Jews now. The cat is well and truly out of the bag. The Jews have fucked themselves. Like when Tyson Fury punched himself in the head. It's all self-inflicted. Jews are cunts to everyone. Even animals. Hitler loved animals. That's why even today all animals are National Socialist. Imagine a world without chicken swingers. Instead, we have this weird gay dildo piss earth. And it's all fucked. Funny how the Jews worship at 6 o'clock on the sixth day. That's a Saturday. Named after Saturn, the sixth planet. And it has a six-sided hexagon on its pole. What the fuck? And the six-sided cube on their heads. And they have a six-pointed star on their Jew flag. And each angle of the star is 60 degrees. They had the Six-Day War. And they're obsessed with the number 6 million. 6 million is a six with six zeros. Anyway, all I'm saying is the Jews are weird. And Adolf is a total boss with maximum vril energy. Jews have no vril and they're small and gay. That's their problem. They want me to hate Hitler. Yeah, right. Fuck off, Shlomo. I don't think there's been a shitter people than the Jews. They're always complaining about racism. But there's nothing wrong with racism. All it is seeing yourself as a distinct group and seeking to defend that group from real or perceived threats. It's all about defense. Anyone who doesn't want you defending your own people probably wants to hurt them. So fuck off, Shlomo, you Tay-Sachs cunt. Anyway, best get home. Wonder what's on TV. Probably niggers. Yeah, Jews did that.
Afraid of anybody. afraid of anybody. And I wasn't afraid of anybody. I'm still loving you. And I'll get love. You're no deterrent. And I wasn't afraid of anybody. That's why you're the best. That's why you're the best.
What are you doing? Sitting on your arse? Stop being a cuck. Haven't you got something to do? Haven't you got a race war to win? It's the Jews, you faggot. It's just the Jews. What's wrong with you? Why don't you see this? These Jews run your whole country. Wake the fuck up. Why do you tolerate this shit? Why do you tolerate this shit? You know what it's time for? It's time to make Jews mad. Get jacked, get fit, get active. Get jacked, get fit, get active. Get jacked, get fit, get active, you faggots. Get jacked, get fit, get active. Base to fash. Get jacked, get fash. Get active, oh fucking slash. Get jacked, get fit, get active. Get jacked, get fit, get active. Face to flash. Get jacked, get fit, get active. Get jacked, get fit, get active.
Unmagnetism!
Gott mit uns.
Double Romans, fucking rainbow smiles. Throw Romans. Stop listening to the Jew. Throw Romans. Fuck it, double Romans. Double Romans, fucking rainbow smiles. Fuck the nose tribe. What the fuck are they gonna do? They're weak and small. You're jacked and fash. Fash as fuck. White fucking power. Get jacked, get fash, get active. 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 Oh fucking slash. Get jacked, get fit, get active, you faggots. Get jacked, get fit, get active, white. Get active, fucking slash. Get jacked.
called Find Your People by White Working Class Man, male, Sir White Working Class Man. He's my most favourite music producer in the whole of the scene. I can't deny it. Truly, truly uber hench talented white man. If you want a copy of this, remind me in the Telegram group. I'm rewinding this one. Pepe, thank you very much for your very generous support there of 1488, mate. Thank you very much once again to everybody who's been in the show, who's enjoying the show, who's listening, all the replay waffen. Got 10 more minutes left to go and then I'm off. And I'm pretty certain that our mate Blood will be doing Flood Morning Radio pretty much as soon as I finished, if not a tad before.
Ready to go.
might be ready to go, but not quite yet. I've just got to say, the freshest track that's out, that is in my playlist all the time, that I listen to all the time, mate, yeah, has got to be the latest one from Sir Jupak Shalom, Nigger Free Victory. This is what we call propaganda at its best, at its finest. It gets you charged up. This has been the full Anglo-Saxon Breakfast Show with me, your relatively retarded Rhodesian psycho driller. You've been the best crews going. Continue to be that way. We've won this. We've got this. We always have it. You know what I mean? The struggle is going to get worse. It is going to get worse, but don't worry, white man, because there will be a nigger-free victory soon enough, mate.
You people aren't ready for what the police, what the state will do to you when you dare stand up for this country. What we're fighting for is more than Karawa. It's more than Victoria and New South Wales. We're fighting for a spiritual revival of our nation. We love this land. We love this country. And we are hated by the elites that are destroying it. Instead of empty promises like the politicians might give you, I offer you the opposite. I offer you a long road ahead. I offer you struggle and hardship. I offer you sacrifice and duty. And it's going to take a lot of sacrifice to take this country back from those that are destroying it. The rot is too deep. This is not surface rust. This is not a few policies changing in Canberra. Every town is under attack. Every suburb is under attack. And they come in, millions of them. And you don't have a taste of it yet, but you will. And when you slowly see your town transformed and the cheap colored scabs that come here financed by Jews on Wall Street, when you see your town transform slowly over decades into a third world nation, you will remember us.
Children have been murdered. There's been a massacre on the street. Russia blew west at this point. Which one's going to be next? No one questioned my BLM went out. No one questioned my car standing out. We're saving the kids. We're stopping the boats. We're closing the borders.
Cause it's a nigger-free victory for whites. Try to make ends meet. You're a slave to the motherfucking tides. I'll take you down. The one that takes you to Goya motherfucking TV, yeah. You know we can change, we can change, we can change, we can change this world if we want. Change the world if we want. Cause there's a million white people connected by our vision to change this world. No, 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 no.
So hate us! Hate us for raising this alarm! Hate us for hiding our faces!
No, no,
because most of us aren't ready yet for the terror police at our door!
Well, I never preach, but today I'm on the streets, yeah. I need to feel someone power in me, yeah.
Maximum Royal Energy.
Expose the colonial plan, and we'll cleanse our lands, we'll be free, yeah. And the streets will be clean, there'll be no niggers bitching at me, yeah. Change, we can change, we can change, we can change the world.
Raise your hand in the sky, white pride.
it's a nigger free victory for whites. When the niggers have gone and we gassed all the motherfucking kites,
never lose courage.
You know we can change, we can change, we can change.
Never lose courage.
We can change this world if we want. Change the
never
world
lose hope.
If we want. Cause there's a million white people connected by our vision to change
never
this
lose
world.
Courage.
No, no.
Courage.
And what we have planned is the great revival of our nation in the spirit of our ancestors. Blood and honor!
Blood and honor!
And there are literally Nazis shouting the N-word, shouting profanities about Jewish people walking the streets right now.
Latest chat.